Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rum is just a tool, right?
Yes. Russia's playing about that.
He's just thirsty. He just wants to get in me so bad I can taste it. He just wants to get in the way and he'll ride any boat that's going in that direction, right? And so if Rush wants to throw his weight behind Romney, Romney's like, cool with me. If Sununu wants to come out battling at the mouth about nonsense, cool with me. Anybody who will get me closer to the White House, Romney will go that way. If I have to turn my back on policies and positions that I have taken my entire life, I will do that because I want to make it to the White House. Everything that Mitt Romney does is in opposition to everything that Mitt Romney has ever believed.
Here's New York Times columnist Charles Blow talking to MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell about the way Mitt Romney seems willing to say just about anything to get elected. Remind you of any other politician? The presidential race is where we start on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's host Robert Reeves talking about Mitt Romney and the questions about his finances and tax records.
Romney says, look, the Obama administration is trying to turn this away from the economy and jobs and turn this over and make this election about my taxes. And I'm not going to let that happen. Well, you know what? It is beginning to happen. If you are not effective, Mitt Romney, in turning the conversation towards the economy, so that's what people are talking about, then you're going to be forced to have to give up your taxes. Because if you're not able to do it, then if you're not able to turn the conversation around, which so far you're not able to, then you're going to have to play the game. And now there's a new report coming out that Romney may not have paid any taxes in 2009. Not because he was tax evading, but because he worked the system to not pay taxes. But see, in the people's mind, especially the 1%, especially the 99, the Occupy group, Obama is hoping that most of the country is like the 99. So that, because can you imagine what the Occupy Wall Street people would think if a millionaire like Mitt Romney paid no personal income taxes any year? They would freak out. They would be so pissed off. The reality of it is, though, like I mentioned yesterday, is his corporations and his companies pay the brunt of the taxes. He personally probably doesn't. And that's the way you try to work it out. That's the way I do. I was running my businesses. Heck, I'll bring in a million some dollars a year in the business and in sales. I don't want to pay millions of dollars in taxes on my personal income. No, I'm paying that through my corporation. And I try to make as little as possible that I have to pay personally because my corporation is paying taxes. All right, so here we've got a comment from Joshua on our Facebook page. And he says this, kind of long, but it's worth it. The right demands documents from Obama. Obama declines. The right says he's obviously hiding something. Otherwise, he would have provided the documents. The left says, no, he's not. The right is skeptical, and to this day says he still is hiding something. The left demands documents from Romney. Romney declines. The left says he's obviously hiding something. The right says no, he's not. Even though they just accused Obama of hiding something because he refused to present their documents, their guy wouldn't do that. Don't you see how this logic is flawed? If you think Romney doesn't have to prove anything to anyone, then the same logic must apply to Obama. All right, here's the thing. There is a difference here, though. Because Obama has a history of shadiness. Okay? Obama's the one that wrote a book that talked about his pot-smoking days and his days as a hoodlum and all this other stuff, okay? Obama's the one with the background of a polygamous father who's a communist. Obama's the one with the background of moving from country to country and all over the country. Obama's the one that's been associated with radical terrorists and radical extremists in this country, okay? Obama had a history of shadiness. Romney has a history of being a Mormon missionary and closing down his business to search for a missing daughter of one of his coworkers. Okay? Romney's got a history of saving companies. Look, it's completely different. One aspect, I am one of these that says, Romney, come on. It is a game. Obama's playing the game. Just cough up the things. They're going to show that you didn't pay tax. So what? Explain that's why our tax system's flawed and we need to fix it.
Coming up, a Batman villain gets pulled into the race. That's next on the countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers. A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Behind hits and talk radio. We have the presidential race still here front and center. Here are hosts Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, and Kylie Sheely talking about Rush Limbaugh's comments. Limbaugh suggested that the villain in the new Batman movie, whose name is Bane, is an attack on Mitt Romney and his years at Bain Capital.
The new Batman movie is coming out. Are we fired up? You guys seem like you'd be into Batman.
I'm ready to go see it. I won't be seeing it opening night. I'll probably see it like in 2 weekends.
Yeah, we don't see the midnight shows because we don't do dress up, but definitely this weekend.
Way to keep your cool, you yeah. Two.
I don't know what you mean by we don't, but okay.
Kyle, joining us. You are a comic book aficionado.
Sure, I could be. I mean, I love comic books. I love Batman. Batman is by far my favorite.
Batman is your favorite.
There's certainly people out there that know more than I do, but...
So here's the controversy. Rush Limbaugh said, quote, "Do you think it is accidental that the name of the really vicious, fire-breathing, four-eyed, whatever it is, villain in this movie is named Bane?" He then went on to suggest that Bane might have been chosen as the villain as a political agenda against Mitt Romney, who ran a venture capital company called Bane. B-A-I-N. Bane is B-A-N-E. But that's just the kind of switcheroo that a liberal, Mitt Romney-hating comic book artist would switch. They're all about evil geniuses in the comic book world. And does DC Comics stand for Democrat Communist Comics? I say it does. Can I get a bunch of articles
Rebuttal.
Written about me now all around? I believe Rush Limbaugh, not only is he right, he didn't go far enough. This is a conspiracy that goes all the way from the Batcave to Lex Luthor's castle. I don't know. I have no other references to make. This is really kind of a half-baked thing I'm trying to work out live on the air here.
So what you're trying to tell me is that when DC Comics introduced Bane in 1993 as part of the Nightfall series, that you don't think that they didn't know Mitt Romney was going to run for president in 2008?
Mitt Romney ran for Senate in 1994.
There you go.
I mean, was it that far out to predict that in 1993? I mean, in 92, Mitt Romney was all about the Salt Lake City Olympics, and I think at that time we all thought, well, this guy's going to run for something. It's time to create an evil comic book character named after the company that he used to run.
What dates did he actually work at Bain Capital?
Well, that is in a great debate. I mean, what do you
That's
mean,
true.
Worked for?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
At a certain point, he was the CEO, but, like, not really the CEO. I was just kind of a figurehead.
I'm just wondering if the character was created prior to his working at
Bain. Oh, no, he was at Bain Capital. I believe 89 was when he says he was done, right? Is that right?
Yeah, he started in the early 80s. I'm trying to figure out when he officially...
I want to say, like, 83, gone. I read. It's a total conspiracy there.
So,
well, no, but you look at it and like, okay, in 2004 when they start working on this movie, right? So you've got a numerous Batman arch villains you could use. Two-Face, great story, you know, behind Two-Face there. You don't think that they didn't look at the story and go, well, this is going to come out in 2008 and he's the presumptive nominee. I mean, again, this is in 2004. You don't think that they could have thought ahead and said, this is, you know, he's going to be running again. We will take Bane, who, you know, is pivotal part 20 years ago in Batman lore, but really hasn't followed up. You don't think, I mean, come on. I'm in. I think Rush is right.
Talk host Jeff Dunn with CBS's Sarah Dutton about the latest polls, which show a building enthusiasm among all Republicans for Mitt Romney.
It's interesting, then, when we get to the question about enthusiasm heading towards the November presidential elections and the increase in enthusiasm we're seeing among Republicans, according to CBS News and New York Times, but are we seeing a similar increase in enthusiasm as Democrats get geared up for November?
We don't see much of a change among Democrats. Overall, 33% of voters told us that they are more enthusiastic about voting in this election compared to past elections. But again, that does mask a real difference between Republicans and Democrats on this question. Now 49%, nearly half of Republicans told us they're more enthusiastic than they have been in the past about voting for president. That's up from 36% in March. Now among Democrats, the number is flat. Only 27% say they're more enthusiastic. It was 30% in March. And if you look at Mitt Romney and Barack Obama's supporters, you see a similar trend there. 48% of Romney's backers say they're more enthusiastic. Among President Obama's backers, just 23% are more enthusiastic. So a real decline there, a real difference. And this question is important because it could well reflect what we see in turnout for the November elections. We'll keep asking this question in the coming months because I think it's a good reflection or indicator of who's more motivated to actually go and vote. And, of course, turnout is the key. So I think this question could be quite telling.
It's interesting if, Sarah, you compare this to about 4 years ago when I don't remember the polling numbers, but I remember the sentiment. It seemed that people were very enthusiastic about Senator Barack Obama and a little less so about Senator John McCain.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, we asked this question about enthusiasm about voting in March of 2008. Now, that was at the height of the battle for the Democratic nomination between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. In March, 41% of voters said that they were more enthusiastic than usual about voting. As I said, now, overall, the number is just 33%. So you really see the difference between the two elections. The election 4 years ago just generated more enthusiasm. Also, voters were paying a lot more attention to the campaign in 2008 than they are now. It was just really quite a different experience than what we're seeing this time around.
Coming up, let's see if we can keep you awake. The needles found in the food served on Delta Airlines. How much more can we dig into this? Well, we'll find out next on The Countdown.
Have
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television. Okay, so the problems you've heard about now ad nauseum with a few needles in the food served on a couple of Delta Airlines flights from Amsterdam. Here's Taco's Joe Galewski talking to former FBI Deputy Assistant Director Danny Colson about the latest on the investigation into this bizarre event.
The FBI and the airport police have opened up criminal investigation. That sounds logical, doesn't it?
Well, of course. One thing to know is that the FBI has a presence, has an office in Amsterdam and all over Europe and frankly now all over the world. So they have agents on the ground there. And one of the luxuries the FBI has that most people don't is the ability to pour literally hundreds of agents into a case, no matter where it is. And they generally get a pretty good reaction, get pretty good results from that. So it's a case where they will look at point of manufacture, point of transportation. They will interview everybody to handle those sandwiches, everybody on the plane, all the passengers. They'll go right to the company with Dutch authorities, and they'll start conducting a very, very intense investigation because it's in the national interest of the United States and also Holland to do this thing and do it quickly. I'm sure that they're getting really good support from Delta. And matter of fact, probably I would imagine that the security people at Delta are probably former FBI agents. So they will put a lot of resources on this case and interview everybody that has any contact with these items that were such a problem.
As of this morning, however, the TSA says they don't view the matter as a threat to our national security. You disagree with that?
Well, let me say this. Listen to what the FBI says. The TSA is essentially a protective agency that has a lot to do with airline security and other types of security, and they're not an intelligence agency, they're not an investigative agency, they don't have any terrorism matters except to screen people who may be terrorists. So listen to what the Department of Justice, listen to what the FBI has said and Delta. I would ignore that. Yes, I guess considered a threat. If a person will do that, what's the next step?
Here's another talk radio man, Ray Appleton, with FBI agent William Daley. They talk about whether this is an act of terrorism. Is this much ado about? Now, what is the story here?
Is this being treated as a criminal act?
Oh, definitely it's a criminal act. It's a criminal act on, I'm not an attorney, but as they say, often try to speak like one on the radio and elsewhere. But It is the criminal act because it has the potential for harming people. So you have this potential. You can take it far as you can say, you know, potentially trying to, you know, kill people, obviously by ingesting these needles, but certainly causing harm, causing financial harm to both the carrier as well as if it turns out to be the caterer, as an employer. So there are a number of levels at which someone, you know, could face charges in this type of case. But the important thing, first off, is to make sure that they stop and that they find the person responsible, that no more people are hurt by these type of terribly destructive, malicious contamination incidents.
I guess, you know, there's still probably a worry, I would suppose, that there may be more sandwiches out there, right?
Well, you know, they did, were able to confiscate at least, over two, maybe three other Delta flights, some other unopened sandwiches, that had these needles in them. They did some x-ray examination of these sandwiches, and that's when they found that they were in those packages. And actually, those packages will be very helpful in trying to go back and find out, A, were those packages opened up, which would indicate maybe this was done outside of the plant, or was it done in the plant? And was there any other evidence that maybe on the wrapper, fingerprints, or what have you, that would provide some help in identifying who's responsible? But yes, one of the things that we need to make sure is that, and they're trying to find out, is, you know, did this affect others? Because I imagine if it did come from, let's say, the caterer, and we're just using that as the initial point of investigation, what other airlines were served? What other types of things, you know, may have been contaminated?
Want to talk about the Delta Airlines incident, the presidential race? But let's talk about the weather. 800-510-8255. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coast to coast and border to border, it's the good day. I don't know, neither. I've got the wrong. Not quite yet. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. So I do two daily programs, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aimed at giving you an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the things that are spurring people to feel strongly, emotionally, whatever, about issues of the day, the events of the day, and certainly the presidential race right up there has been for months at number one or number two every week, and we do our three-hour weekly weekend countdown. So let's take some calls now as we work our way back into your mind, the presidential race, who's on top, who ought to be on top, what your view is of some of the issues. Here's Don in Florida on negative advertising.
I see the ads on TV, and it's just ridiculous how they would just think that we're not intelligent enough to read the papers, to do the research on the internet. And it's appalling that both of these candidates would do that, and they just won't tell the truth. It's a bunch of lies mixed in with truth. And it's ridiculous.
It is. You're right about that, sir. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com here on the countdown. In a recent speech, the president referred to the middle class 14 times, defining you, if you're in the middle class, as a family that makes up to $250,000 a year. Is that accurate? Do you hold with that? Elizabeth in Oregon, listening to KUGN.
I've been observing the political scene now since the 2008 election, and I came very, very close to voting for Obama, but kind of decided I didn't really like McCain, but I began to really suspect that Obama wasn't everything he said he was, and, you know, so I didn't vote for him, but when he was elected, I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. Sit back and watch. They're talking about, you know, creating jobs with infrastructure projects and stuff. And I just sat back and waited and frankly hoped that my misgivings were wrong. But no, you've got all these unelected czars, you've got this amazing spending going on, the craziness that went on the first 2 years of Congress with the Democrats dominating everything. They never mentioned jobs once until they got their heads handed to them in the midterm elections. And the whole thing with GM, where the stockholders were screwed over in favor of the unions, the attacks on Arizona, who were just trying to protect their borders. You know, it's not only did I vote the right way in not voting for Obama, but it was way worse than I suspected. And I think, you know, that what the Republicans ought to be doing is just reminding everybody all the stuff that happened in those first 2 years.
As a very good, concise, and a pretty accurate overview of what Republicans, if they really want to win, ought to be focusing in on. Thank you for that call. 800-510-8255. Let's see, here's an email from a named Gene. I voted in every presidential election since I was eligible, and I don't remember ever seeing any candidates' tax returns. I've heard a lot of talk about these tax returns. I've never seen one, let alone scrutinized one. Therefore, I conclude that this talk about Romney's taxes is about the media getting a hold of them. I don't give a hoot if the media ever sees them. I say to Romney, hold your ground. 2 years is enough. Don't feed the media with any more. The people are satisfied, except for those who are Democrats. Your opinions at 800-510-8255. I would follow the things that you have on your mind if you care to post them at Twitter or on our Facebook page. Helen in Maine doesn't like all these negative ads.
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one hand, I really don't like to listen to the back and forth, but I think in many ways it is very thought-provoking. For example, the Mitt Romney tax issue. Just thinking about the Bloomberg News report about a week ago about the wealth of the Mormon Church, you know, just like the Catholic Church and the holdings they have all over the world. And it made me think about the Mormon faith and about the Romneys' devotion to their faith, which is a wonderful thing, and their tax-free contributions of millions of dollars every year to their church, which is, of course, perfectly legal and a wonderful thing. But then if you read a little bit further and do a little bit more research, you come to understand that a lot of the Mormon church investments are in Bain Capital derivatives and holdings. And to me, that raises the whole issue of the relationship between one's faith and how objective one could be as president of the United States.
All right. Who finds that interesting, compelling, important, and discussable? 800-510-8255. You may remember Mr. Obama surprised many of you when he became the first presidential hopeful to raise more than $100 million in a month and then broke with tradition to bypass public money. Does that affect this money thing, the raising of almost $1 billion by each candidate to win an office that pays $400,000 a year? But think of the influence. Think of what happened. Look at Bill Clinton and how he has, since being president, emerged as a very wealthy fellow, making tens of millions of dollars every year. He and his wife now worth a couple of $100 million. Would that have happened had he not have been president and knew how to sell himself after the fact? No. 800-510-8255. Let's go to Louisiana, where Sam is listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't think it's fair. Everybody's hollering for Romney to give more records. How about Obama? Let's have some records from him. Nobody ever says anything like that. We want to see his college records, his medical records, and all of his records. But nobody, not anybody, never says anything like that. I'd like to see where he, you know, who he is. Half the country don't know who. Have any idea who he is and what his background is. where he, who his friends were when he was going to college, and his mentor over in Hawaii. Nothing. We never hear a peep from the media about his background. And here every day we see about, well, Romney needs to bring more records. Well, let's see some of Obama's records.
800-510-8255. There's a new super PAC. Includes retired special operations personnel and other veterans who have announced plans to raise money to run advertising in swing states against President Obama. The group is called Special Operations for America, filed their paperwork, headed by a retired Navy SEAL named Commander Ryan Zinke. During his 23-year career, he spent time in the Navy SEAL team, SEAL Team 6, as a matter of fact. That's the team that got Osama bin Laden in the commando raid last year. He said that he and other members of Special Operations are outraged that SEAL Team 6 was identified as the commando unit that carried out the raid, saying it put its members and their families at risk. He said he believes the president has politicized his role as commander-in-chief to win re-election. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. Zinke is now a Republican state senator from Montana, said the group objects to deep military cuts and increases in health care costs to veterans. So, you share any of those thoughts? 800-510-8255. Gwen is in New York with thoughts about the Democrats.
Me as an independent, I'm looking at all of this rhetoric back and forth, okay? But it's kind of exciting seeing the Democrats fight back, actually, because so long they've been taking it, and I feel like right now they're fighting back and they're showing Mitt Romney's hand, in which I'm fine in favor of Barack Obama.
800-510-8255. Those of you who may have heard Rush Limbaugh and his analysis of the bad guy in The Dark Knight Rises, referring to the bad guy, I guess his name is Bane, thinks there's a liberal agenda in Hollywood, etc. So what do you think of that statement as part of this discussion? Politics and the presidential race, front and center here on The Countdown at 800-510-8255.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified, used, and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
800-510-8255. We're discussing politics. Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama for the most part. What about members of Congress in your area? You can speak about them. You want to elect more Republicans, more Democrats? Maybe we have some third-party candidates. What about the condition of the parties themselves, the mechanisms, the super PACs? So much to talk about. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about John McCain. McCain recently discussed his choosing of Sarah Palin over Mitt Romney when he ran 4 years ago.
John McCain is taking heat for commenting that the reason he chose Sarah Palin as his vice president over Mitt Romney was because, quote, she was the better candidate for him. See, he has since clarified that he meant she was a better fit for his campaign, given the fact that people were hitting him with, you know, how much money do you have? How many houses do you have? He didn't want another wealthy guy to have to answer all those questions.
There's nothing wrong with it except if you make your money from outsourcing, it's not good.
Joy, you know, first of all, when those results, when all the tax reports, and I do think they wouldn't hurt, and I do think it's there's some liberal agenda and try to use this against him. I think right now, though, we have a president that wants to make people feel guilty for living the American dream and getting success.
That's ridiculous.
He said it himself the other day. He said, if you had a business, you didn't build that.
He didn't.
Somebody else got you there.
He outsourced everything.
No, to everybody, to the American people.
All right, a pretty good argument there between Joy, who's decidedly left of center, and Elizabeth, who's right of center. What do you think about what they were talking about? 800-510-8255. And what do you think about what appears to be a blatantly political move with your tax dollars? The administration yesterday announcing plans to spend $1 billion to create an elite corps of master teachers. The goal, they say, is to boost U.S. student achievement in science and technology and engineering and math, all areas that could use some these areas are going to have future economic growth, it would seem, in our economy. High-performing teachers selected for the Corps will be paid an additional $20,000 a year and must commit to participate multiple years. So is that as blatantly political to you seem that way as it seems to me? 800-510-8255. Here's James in Arkansas on Mitt Romney.
This is the reason why you would not show these tax returns. Governor Romney is using his religion as a Mormon. He is a head, one of the head persons of the Mormon religion. He's using the religion of a tax shelter to take Bain's money and invest in his money. He's not paying taxes on it. He paid 16% of his income in charity, but he gave the charity to himself because he's a Mormon. And the Mormon did not have a structure, so he's using his money to invest. Also, what Romney is doing, there is no way that he would show these tax returns, because for the simple fact, it would show how he's using his religion to skirt and use it as a tax shelter.
All right. Mitt Romney using the religion as a tax shelter is a new one. Talking points. Who's come up with that? Is that an MSNBC talking point? 800-510-8255 as we continue to talk about the presidential race for the most part with your calls here on the Countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our number is 800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're discussing the presidential race, presidential politics. Mr. Obama not getting a great grade for the way he's running his presidential campaign, but Mitt Romney isn't either. The negative ads, the American public thinking, is this the best we can put forth? Romney struggling to counter questions about his tax records. Obama is trying to cover up or not deal with his own record, handling his campaign by attacking his opponent rather than talking about what he's done, because he hasn't done anything, right? He hasn't done enough to warrant another 4 years, or has he in your mind? Steve's in Oklahoma listening. He's next on the countdown. Steve, hi. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You precisely just stated basically what's been happening with this campaign. But I think President Obama's statement yesterday or the day before yesterday regarding you didn't build this business, other people did, I think that statement right there is going to cause him to lose the election.
Why would that be?
Well, if it doesn't, it shows to me what he actually believes and what he believes and what his actions have been. When you look at all his record over these years, is a socialist bent, and
have
he
you,
wants to.
Did you vote for him? Did you vote for him 4 years ago?
Huh?
Did you vote for him 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things he said that you said that he wasn't.
Steve, did you vote for Obama 4 years ago?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Nothing has changed. He win, and I thought it was a good thing, and I thought because he's a young man, and he has vibrance about him, and he has like that pop star, rock star quality about him. But he's naive, and I don't think he knows what he's doing, to be honest with you.
Right.
I didn't like McCain, but I voted for him just because I tend towards conservatism, I didn't like what Bush did either, and for caving into the you know what all the ads.
Steve, I got it. We got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. CBS News, New York Times poll just out. The race for the White House remains a dead heat, according to this poll. There have been some tough attacks back and forth, depending on who pays for the survey. You get the results. So CBS News, New York Times, would you think they would want to have Obama on top of the poll? 800-510-8255. Joe in Ohio on Mitt Romney.
I'm a Republican, and I'll be honest with you, Mitt Romney would not have been my first choice as a candidate. I just have reservations about the fellow. But that being said, I think Mitt Romney could put all this to bed if he would just quit being so secretive. I mean, he refuses to release his tax returns, which tells me and a lot of other people that he's hiding something, that he feels that he'd be better off hiding it than releasing it because it's going to hurt him if he does. And just like the thing with Bain about shipping jobs to China and overseas to other countries. He says he wasn't in charge of Bain when that happened. Yet his own company, Bain, says he was. And on top of that, he refuses to release the minutes of the meetings to show if he was or not. If he keeps hiding these things, he's never going to get elected because people won't trust him.
800-510-8255. Emily in Wisconsin, people and research, etc.
I'm an independent voter, and I listen to the Democrats call, and they're repeating what the media says on those news channels they watch. And a lot of the Republicans call in, and they are repeating what they are hearing on the news channels that they watch. I would like to see, instead of people just repeating what they hear on TV, that they start getting on the Internet, reading the paper, doing research to find out information for themselves, because the negative advertising really doesn't bother me, but there's a lot of things that are left out that you don't know because they take everything out of context.
All right, Steve in Georgia, let's wrap this up.
It just baffles the mind sometimes just listening to people and how they are able to be so myopic and put on these blinders and pretend that reality does not exist. I was here. I watched when Mitt Romney had all these blistering attacks against Newt Gingrich. All of a sudden, he feels he's beneath the presidency to respond in kind. And the hypocrisy is just astounding.
Hypocrisy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.